How shall I begin? In the morning, you are to report to Silvio at the baggage wagons. He will release in your charge one of our finest seamless robes. It is woven from the hair of a goat and will withstand even the heaviest rains, and it is dyed red from the roots of the madder plant so that the color will always hold fast. Near the hem, you will find sewn on the inside a small star. This is the mark of Tola, whose guild makes the finest robes in all the world. Next to the star is my mark, a circle within a square. Both these marks are known and respected throughout the land, and we have sold countless thousands of these robes. I have dealt with the Jews so long that I only know their name for such a garment as this. It is called an abaya. Take the robe and the donkey and depart at dawn for Bethlehem, the village which our caravan passed through before arriving here. None of our sellers ever visit there. They report that it is a waste of time because the people are so poor. Yet many years ago I sold hundreds of robes among the shepherds there. Remain in Bethlehem until you have sold the robe. Hafid nodded, attempting in vain to conceal his excitement. At what price shall I sell the robe, master? I will enter a charge of 1 silver denarius against your name on my ledger. When you return, you will remit 1 silver denarius to me. Keep all that you receive in excess of this as your commission. So, in fact, you set the price of the robe yourself. You may visit the marketplace, which is at the south entry of town, or you may wish to consider calling on each dwelling in the town itself, of which I am certain there are over 1,000.